This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Would ABC, Disney, the mouse, who has more money than God, settle with Donald Trump?
I honestly don't know.
You know, I've asked, why would ABC? But people ask me all the time, why is the media so mamsy-pamsy? And there are two explanations. One is they are convinced that if they would just move a little bit to the right, all those MAGA readers out there, now you'll notice the contradiction in terms, MAGA readers would pick up the Washington Post and they would have more readers. What is the logical fallacy here? Yes, reader. And there is nothing that the Washington Post could possibly do that would have those people take out a subscription, but they're convinced they're in there someplace.
Jennifer Rubin and George Conway are big mad and they're losing and you can tell and they just can't stop, but they're in their little cocoon here trying to insinuate that MAGA voters, you know, they can't read. That's just a given. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is moving at the fastest pace that I think we've ever seen government work for the American people. And I have to assume that a lot of that has to do with the fact that they came in on day one, on minute one, prepared to get the business of the American people done and to do what they said in the campaign that they would do. And I think a lot of that had to do with their work with the America First Policy Institute. We're going to speak with their senior advisor for communications now, Hogan Gidley, back with us once again. Hogan, welcome back to the show. I know that it's always nice to listen to Jennifer Rubin and George Conway when they're losing so much.
Well, she's been losing now for quite some time, the fake conservative that she is. And I've known her for a long time. And even way back in 2016, 2012, she was one of those that a lot of people went to give stories to, only to realize she was really in the tank for Romney. So that kind of tells you where her conservatism comes from, mm-hmm. that wing of the party, which, of course, is no more, at the very least, on life support. So the media is always confused and perplexed by Donald Trump, and it's obvious as to why. Because Donald Trump actually moves to get things done and accomplished for the American people. What they're used to is government gridlock. What they're used to is wasteful spending, misused, mismanaged money, problems overseas at our borders that they can't figure out, but yet somehow they're still considered experts. Or if they do wade into those affairs, they always end up blowing up in their faces. This is the problem with that type of thinking and that type of ideology. It never garners a solution. And so you see why it benefits them to keep things in chaos. Hmm. Because if they solve it, they're out of a job. Yeah. That's the bottom line. Trump understands, I got 4 years and I'll be out of a job, so I'm going to get things done.
Well, what has he done in 4 weeks? My goodness. How much of him going into and being able to execute in these first 4 weeks, the executive orders. I remember talking to you, Hogan, years ago when Joe Biden was the president and you were talking about what was being done in the background. And at the time, it was for whomever that next Republican is that comes into the office, that we are prepared to get the business of the people done. Talk to me about what Donald Trump has been able to do so far and compare that to the first time around for him.
Oh, it is leaps and bounds different, as you can tell. Look, Donald Trump was a businessman. He was a billionaire, or is a billionaire, I guess, but was a businessman. He understood business. He wasn't ever a governor. He wasn't ever a mayor. He wasn't a senator, anything of that sort. And so, you know, people always say, run the government like a business. Well, it's not a business. Now, can you do things to make it more efficient, like, you know, business practices, good business practices? Sure. But it's not that way because of the bureaucracy, because of the layers and layers that you have to go through to make certain decisions. Donald Trump learned from the first time. So he's not only, you know, wiser to the ways of Washington. He also has discernment and knowledge of how government works. And look, it's trite, but it's true. Hindsight is 2020. And if we all had the chance to go back and redo something we had done in the past, even if we succeeded, we'd do even better, far better than we did before. So that's what Donald Trump did. He was able to succeed with all the political winds against him, with all the press against him, in the face of Russia collusion, hoaxes and lies, all types of lawfare going after his family, his businesses, his colleagues, his coworkers, all of this stuff, he still was able to succeed. Now he comes in with the wind at his back and a vast majority of the American people supporting him in a landslide, historic victory. He's got to get stuff done for them. And right now, polling shows the American people are excited about where this country's headed because it's heading back to success in such a rapid fashion. And that's all because of Donald Trump and his preparedness while he was out of office, getting ready for this day. And you hear all the time politicians say, on day one, I'm going to do this, or I promise on day one, I'm going to get to work. This guy did it, and he did it so quickly that the media had been caught flat-footed. The Democrats don't have anything else to talk about except going after Elon Musk. They're in disarray, and it's because they had the keys to the castle for 4 years and did nothing but make our lives worse.
It's so true. And it's so fun to be on this side of it. It's so fun to cover this news.
Really is.
The news
and,
cycle.
And real quick, Annie, I wanted him to win, obviously, to change the policy. What I really wanted, though, was to see the meltdown. And boy, have I not been surprised.
That is so true.
I've not been disappointed at all by the media and the Democrats' meltdown. It's been epic.
And you've definitely paid the time and paid the dues in order to enjoy that a little bit. I think many of us feel that way. That's kind of, you know, having talked to you for 4 years and even before that, when Trump was president the first time and you were working with the administration then Biden gets in and just innovatively figuring out ways to destroy this country. And meanwhile, Donald Trump is somewhere probably in Mar-a-Lago thinking about what he would do if he were to get back in there. The America First Policy Institute is taking that, what would we do, and putting it on paper so that if we had the opportunity to do it, it would be ready to go. When you are watching all of this come together in the background, the America First Policy Institute and your conversations with people who might be in the position to implement it, is this how you saw it going? Is it better than you anticipated? How did you expect it, and
what's
better. The material?
It's better. It's way better. I don't think anyone was really prepared for the rapidity at which Donald Trump would move, given all of the documentation, the executive orders, the laws, the rules that are right in front of him today. They're at his fingertips now. They weren't that way the first time. A lot of Republicans fought against him. Don't forget, it was Paul Ryan, who was the Speaker of the House at the time, who literally fought against us getting funding for the border. He refused a border wall. Like, this intra-party politics was way worse then because no one knew what to make of Donald Trump. He was outside the box. He was different. And so they were so confused at the way he operated. Now they were with him for 4 years. They understand. And so what they want to do now is execute. And we have a speaker like Mike Johnson, for example, and in full disclosure, I do some work with him, but he's been pretty open about the fact Donald Trump calls the plays and we run them.
Yeah.
And that's happened to this point. And so I expect it to continue.
Do you feel like there are areas in the Republican Party right now? I mean, there's maybe some contrary voices from time to time. Are any of these voices, are there any people right now in the Republican Party in Congress or whatever that are actively working against the America First plan?
I don't know if they're actively working against it. You know, you saw the other day Mitch McConnell vote against one of the nominees that Trump had. So, look, I don't know anyone's working against it. However, I do think there are some folks there who while publicly may be professing some support behind the scenes, may not be all in. The fact is, this has been such a jarring whiplash effect for so many because after Donald Trump won in 16, you know, and loses or isn't in the White House, I guess, in 2020, the question then becomes, where's the party go? And when you lose an election, that's always the ask. What are we doing? Who's the leader of the party? And when Trump decides to run, a lot of people on the Republican side were confused by that, concerned by that. And then you saw the mugshot. Then you saw the indictments. Then you saw the Mar-a-Lago raid. They tried to kill him. You know, all of the things that happened that were historic in nature that would kill anybody else politically, anybody. He doesn't just come back. He roars back into our lives with a massive landslide victory. They changed candidates like weeks before the election because they thought they could get a better shot with Kamala. I mean, they threw everything at this man. He still succeeded. And so getting into office, the whole thing gets the Republican Party more energized, more understanding of the electorate. We listened to them and understood they cared about the price of gas and groceries. They wanted a closed southern border, a reduction in even legal immigration. They didn't want foreign wars and the industrial complex, the military-industrial complex getting, being able to wage war all over the world. They didn't want that. And a lot of politicians on our side, to their credit, stood up and went, okay, we hear you. This is where the party's going, thanks to Donald Trump. We're going to embrace it instead of fight against it like we did the first time.
Oh, and it's been magnificent. We know you got to run, and we appreciate your time. Real quick before we let you go, you prepared us for day one. We're going to be drinking from a fire hose because Donald Trump is going to get so much done so quickly. We're a month into this about right now. Does that pace continue?
Yeah, look, I want to say it slows down at some point just by law of averages and you know, you got to take a breath. But also understand Donald Trump can't run for re-election. So what you expect is he's going to push as hard as he can, as long as he can, until, you know, the political realities exist that he won't have any more victories in Congress, for example, because they'll be running for re-election. But, you know, I was on a panel recently on television where they were talking about Donald Trump and how, you know, they were exhausted after the first couple of weeks. And I said, well, you guys had you basically had a nap for 4 years. Joe Biden didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he was calling lids, which means, you know, you kind of end the thing at noon, for heaven's sake. So this guy's running hard. He's doing the right things, and he's going to do it for the American people as long as he possibly can. And I promise you, even when Congress is kind of in that phase where they're not going to talk to him anymore because they got to run for election, I guarantee you he's still going to be doing stuff.
Well, we're going to be watching, and thank you for your time to come on with us today and talk to us about it. And that little stroll down recent memory lane, we'll do that anytime. We'll go over the election anytime with you. Hogan, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Soon.
Bye-bye. Hogan Gidley, America First Policy Institute Senior Advisor for Communications. This guy also was the former National Press Secretary for the Trump campaign. He was also the former principal deputy press secretary in the Trump administration. I think he worked a lot with Kayleigh McEnany, maybe Sarah Huckabee Sanders as well. But he has been right there in the room for quite some time, and he's been on our show for a long time, too.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old thinking about all the details. I say to myself, Brad, if you were like to pop the movie, the DVD, or we don't do that anymore. If you were to find the streaming platform and be like, oh, here's a movie about a president, blah, blah, blah. If you watched what they did to Trump, how much they threw at him, and then watched how he overcame it, it's almost not believable. I mean, it was almost too much that they threw at him and too much winning.
Very, very Hollywood, that story is. I mean, almost to the point where you kind of have to suspend disbelief to watch it. But what do they say? Sometimes reality is better than fiction. You can't make this stuff up. You know, Donald Trump's story, rising to the office of president, beating Hillary Clinton when nobody thought he had a chance, and then losing in such dramatic fashion in 2020, only to come back after everything that they threw at him, accusations of inciting an insurrection. Yeah, I'm not trying to Schumer this. So doing that to the point where they shot at him, they tried to put him in jail, all sorts of things. I mean, honestly, have we forgotten that it was two assassination attempts, not just one? I mean,
and those
are
the two that we know about.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that there aren't times where something happened and it was not publicly consumed.
And then to run an election that was so strong that it forced the sitting president to back out for the sitting vice president who...
Or get forced out.
Yeah. And then just, it was an absolute drubbing on election night. And then he comes in and he hits the ground running and he's doing everything that he said he was going to do. It's phenomenal. I actually would watch this movie a lot.
Who's going to make it? It's good. Who's going to play Trump? Even if it was just sad Alec Baldwin the whole time, I'd watch it just to watch him have to be Donald Trump winning. I'm for that. Donate the money to charity. Make that movie. Quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us. The YouTube live chat poll: should Doge pay out a dividend to the American taxpayer with the money they are saving? Do you want to take phone calls on this? I got a lot of comments on it. Do you want to call in and tell us if you think that you should get a dividend? Should Doge pay out a dividend to the American taxpayer with the money that they are saving? It's an interesting question. In the poll right now on the Andy Fry YouTube channel, where you need to go vote, it's very close. What do you think? Give us a call, 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797 and let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.